Good morning. So thankful to see each and every one of you this morning, especially our visitors. You are indeed our honored guests, and so happy to meet you. From Genesis chapter 4, verses 3 through 9, we have a question from a man who was not true to his brother. Notice, if you would, the passage along with me. In process of time, it came to pass that Cain brought of the fruit of the ground an offering unto the Lord. And Abel also brought of the firstlings of his flock and of the fat thereof. And the Lord had respect unto Abel and to his offering. But unto Cain and to his offering he had not respect. And Cain was very wroth, and his countenance failed. And the Lord said unto Cain, Why art thou wroth, and why is thy countenance fallen? If thou doest well, shalt thou not be accepted? And if thou doest not well, sin lieth, or is nearby, or is crouching at the door. And unto thee shall be his desire, that his sin desires to have us, and thou shalt rule over him, that is, we must rule over sin. And Cain talked with Abel his brother, and it came to pass when they were in the field that Cain rose up against Abel his brother and slew him. And the Lord said unto Cain, Where is Abel thy brother? And he said, I know not. Am I my brother's keeper? That's Genesis 4, 3 through 9. The man seemed to insult God for even asking the question, but God knew the answer. Notice God's response to Cain's question. God said, What hast thou done? The voice of thy brother's blood crieth unto me from the ground. Genesis 4 and verse 10. Cain's question, Am I my brother's keeper? Has come down through the ages, but the answer has always been the same. Absolutely yes. The title of the lesson is Brother's Keeper, in which we'll look at Where is my brother? Am I my brother's keeper? The resulting blessings of being a brother's keeper. But first, let's consider who is my brother. The Bible informs us that we have a common source for a brotherhood bond. We are told that God hath made of one blood all nations of men for to dwell on all the face of the earth. Acts 17 and verse 26. In fact, we are the offspring of God, the Bible says, Acts 17 and verse 29. And so we have a common bond where we are all derived from Noah and his family. When we consider who is my brother, consider that Christ died for all, not just some. Jesus said, And I, if I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all men unto me, John 12, 32. We see Jesus, who is made a little lower than the angels, for the suffering of death, crowned with honor, with glory and honor, that he, by the grace of God, should taste death for every man. Hebrews 2, 9. Peter said, Of a truth, I perceive that God is no respecter of persons, but in every nation, he that feareth him and worketh righteousness is accepted with him. Acts 10, 34 and 35. When we consider who is my brother, we should consider that the Great Commission was for all. Jesus said, Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Matthew 28, 19. Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. Mark 16, 15 and 16. Also, when we consider who is my brother, consider that the great invitation is for all. Jesus said, Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Matthew 11 and verse 28. The Spirit and the bride say, Come, let him that heareth say, Come. And let him that is athirst come. And whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely. Revelations 22, 17. The title of the lesson is Brother's Keeper, in which one should consider, Where is my brother? Cain's brother was dead physically because of Cain. Many of our brothers are dead spiritually because of sin. Christians know that we are of God and the whole world lieth in wickedness, 1 John 5 and verse 19. Some have not looked for truth. The Bible says, if any man will do his will, or has a will to do God's will, is the idea, he shall know of the doctrine, whether it be of God or whether I speak of myself, John 7 and verse 17. For those who have not looked for truth, there will come a time when the Lord Jesus shall be revealed from heaven with his mighty angels, in flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God and that obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. 2 Thessalonians 1, 7 through 9, 7 through 8, rather. Some have misused the truth. The Bible confirms that they are unlearned and unstable, rest or twist as they do also the other scriptures under their own destruction, read 2 Peter 3 and verse 16. Jesus said concerning some, in vain they do worship me, teaching for doctrines the commandments of men, Matthew 5:15 and verse 9. There are others who found the truth but turned away. Jesus said, if a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered, and men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned, John 15 and verse 6. So then, because thou art lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth, Revelation 3 and verse 16. The title of the lesson is Brother's Keeper, in which one should consider, am I my brother's keeper? Consider the meaning of the question. Is there any way in which I or you have an obligation to him, our brother? Does God hold me or you responsible to any extent for his destiny? Cain seemed to take for granted his obligation and his responsibility for his brother's destiny. In contrast, Andrew's first thought was for his brother's welfare. Consider the text of John 1, 35 through 42, where the Bible says, the next day after John stood and two of his disciples, and looking upon Jesus as he walked, he saith, behold the Lamb of God. And the two disciples heard him speak, and they followed Jesus. Then Jesus turned and saw them following, and saith unto them, what seek ye? They said unto him, Rabbi, which is to say, being interpreted, Master, where dwellest thou? And he saith unto them, come and see. They came and saw where he dwelt, and abode with him that day, for it was about the 10th hour. One of the two which heard John speak and followed him was Andrew, Simon Peter's brother. He first findeth his own brother Simon, and saith unto him, we have found the Messiah, which is being interpreted the Christ. And he brought him to Jesus. And when Jesus beheld him, he said, thou art Simon, the son of Jonah. Thou shalt be called Cephas, which is by interpretation a stone. That's 1 John 1, 35 through 42. Sadly, some lack a proper spiritual concern for the welfare of our brethren. Paul had a proper concern. He said, brethren, my heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they might be saved. Romans 10 and verse 1. What about us? Do we bear any responsibility as our brother's keeper? Some would proclaim, don't burden yourself with worry. They are responsible for their own selves. The Bible says, when Paul expounded and testified the kingdom of God, persuading them concerning Jesus, both out of the law of Moses and out of the prophets, from morning till evening, and some believed the things which were spoken, and some believed not. Acts 28, 23 through 24. Paul believed he was a brother's keeper through his spiritual effort. Some believed, but some did not believe. We need to make sure that those who choose not to believe wasn't because of our wrong influence. The Bible says, let us not therefore judge one another anymore, but judge this rather, that no man put a stumbling block or an occasion to fall in his brother's way. Romans 14:13. Where is our brother morally and spiritually as a result of our influence? To have laughed at an evil joke or spoken thoughtless words must have had some influence over others. The Bible says, be blameless and harmless, the sons of God, without rebuke, in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation, among whom you shine as lights in the world, holding forth the word of life. Philippians 2:15-16. Am I my brother's keeper? Cain's question must be answered. Jesus said, ye are the salt of the earth, but if the salt have lost its savor, wherewith shall it be salted? It is thenceforth good for nothing but to be cast out and to be trodden underfoot of men. Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Reads Matthew 5:13-16. Cain's question must be answered, as we have an obligation to the lost. The Bible says, and the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men who shall be able to teach others also. 2 Timothy 2:2. Cain's question must be answered to the weak. We then that are strong ought to bear the infirmities of the weak and not to please ourselves. Romans 15:1. Paul said, now we exhort you, brethren, warn them that are unruly, comfort the feeble-minded, support the weak, be patient to all men. 1 Thessalonians 5:14. Cain's question must be answered to the erring. Brethren, if a man be overtaken in a fault, ye which are spiritual, restore such a one in the spirit of meekness, considering thyself, lest thou also be tempted. Galatians 6:1. Brethren, if any of you do err from the truth, and one convert him, let him know that he which converteth the sinner from the error of his way shall save a soul from death, and shall hide a multitude of sins. James 5:19-20. Cain's question must also be answered to the strong. Let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works. Hebrews 10:24. And I entreat thee also, true yoke fellow, help those women which labored with me in the gospel, with Clement also and with other my fellow laborers whose names are in the book of life. Philippians 4:3. When we are our brother's keeper, we have resulting blessings. Negatively, we avoid condemnation. God said, the voice of thy brother's blood crieth unto me from the ground. Genesis 4:10. Long ago, God said to the prophet Ezekiel, when I say unto the wicked, thou shalt surely die, and thou givest him not warning, nor respect to warn, nor speakest to warn the wicked from his wicked way to save his life, the same wicked man shall die in his iniquity. But his blood will I require at thy hand. Yet if thou warn the wicked, and he turn not from his wickedness, nor from his wicked way, he shall die in his iniquity. But thou hast delivered thy soul. That's Ezekiel 3:18-19. Resulting blessings of being a brother's keeper. Positively, we become like the Lord. Through the word, we know how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. Reads Acts 10:38. For the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost. Luke 19:10. resulting blessings of being a brother's keeper, we assist God's people. Bear ye one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ, Galatians 6 and verse 2. Let us therefore follow after the things which make for peace, and the things wherewith one may edify another. Read Romans 14 and verse 19. The title of the lesson is Brother's Keeper. A resulting blessing is we may win souls. King David said unto God, "Hide thy face from my sins, and blot out all mine iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me with thy free spirit. Then will I teach transgressors thy ways, and sinners shall be converted unto thee." Read Psalms chapter 51, verses 9 through 13. If we win souls, then we have part in great joy. Jesus said, "I say unto you that likewise joy shall be in heaven over one sinner that repenteth, more than over 99 just persons which need no repentance." Luke 15 and verse 7. There is joy in the heart of the saved one. After the eunuch was baptized, he went on his way rejoicing, the Bible says, Acts 8 and verse 39. There is joy in our own life, both here and the hereafter. For what is our hope or joy or crown of rejoicing? Are not even ye in the presence of our Lord Jesus Christ at his coming? For ye are our glory and joy. 1 Thessalonians 2, 19 through 20. In closing, we may evade the question for life, but Jesus said, "Behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me, to give every man according as his work shall be." Revelation 22:12. If we have failed to be our brother's keeper, we need to change that we might be in tune with God's word. Lost ones should not wait to be brought. The Bible says, "Save yourselves from this untoward generation." Acts 2 and verse 40. The lesson is yours. If you have a spiritual need, the Lord invites you and we await to assist you. Please come as together we stand and sing.
Pray and cry.